Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's May 22, 2023. This is Benjamin, of course, and we're doing individual and group healing. This is the first time we've done it twice in a month, but I'm planning to continue this for a while unless spirit leads otherwise, because it is such a powerful thing and the people who get in the hot seat report such helpful outcomes. And of course, everyone who's on the call live or on the recording also has powerful healing. So I love this event. So as always, we're going to kick off with our usual opening, call the directions, call the allies, set the container, do embodied awakening, and then we'll have folks start coming in. And it'll be first come, first serve. After I say, then the first to unmute will be the next in the hot seat. However, I do request that we leave space for people who either have never been in a hot seat or haven't been in a while. So if you've been hot seated, you know, over the last couple of these events, then leave space for the newer folks, if you would. Okay, usually we get between 4 and 6 people in the hot seat. Remember, you're going to get plenty of healing whether you're in the hot seat or not. Okay, so I invite you to close your eyes, relax. As always, with experiential events, please give us your undivided attention. Please do only this. Be good for you, good for everyone else. If you need to leave early, that's fine. Just ask the allies to ease you out of the field. And we'll take it from there. As I call in everything, please just, if you feel energy moving, just passively feel it. If you don't feel that, just feel your breath come and go. Either way, please remain passive. Pachamama, Mama Kia, Wiracocha, Inti, Kui. I am that I am. For myself, I call on my own embodied awakening, Christ consciousness, unconditional love, and higher dimensional consciousness. For all of us, we call Spirit Song's higher self, Ama, the hugging saint, Ayahuasca, Yahe, Daime, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco, Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator, Ama Bhagavan, Yeshua, Mother Mary, Mary Magdalene, Babaji, Saint Germain, Kuan Yin, Yogananda. We call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. We call Archangel Raphael before us, Archangel Michael behind us, Archangel Uriel to our left, Archangel Gabriel to our right, Archangel Metatron in the center. Archangels, please bless and protect us. We call all other angelic beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. We call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. We call Sai Ma. We call our benevolent ancestors. We call our elemental allies. We call the French Broad River. We call the following sacred mountain spirits. Apu Asangate, Apu Machu Picchu, Apu Mount Shasta, Apu Mauna Loa, Apu Mount Everest, Apu Mount Kilauea, Apu Mount Kilimanjaro, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain, We call phoenix, dragon, jaguar, panther, owl, eagle, condor, hummingbird, and bear. We call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane around this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Okay, there's our container. Anyone who wishes to call in any additional allies of high vibration and benevolent intent, please do that now. Thank you. All right, let's do embodied awakening. This, of course, is where we invite our higher self into our human body to the greatest extent that serves highest good. So I invite you to repeat after me, speaking to your higher self, maximum embodied awakening. That serves highest good, please. Let the words go, relax. Passively feel the energy entering your body if you feel it. If you don't feel that, just feel your breath come and go on its own. Either way, please remain completely passive. Let the energy come to you. Like you're a sponge, your higher self is water just soaking right in. Ooh, that's sweet right there. When you're in embodied awakening, the following will all be true. No mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful and effortless. If you're there, just relax and enjoy it. If you're not there, stay passive and we'll give it a moment longer to get stronger. Alrighty. So just notice where you're at in your embodied awakening. If you're all the way there, great. And if you're partway there, that's fine. Just we'll take you wherever you're at. Your awakening might deepen as we go. Okay, wow, 14 people. We've never had that many on this call before. So there's not going to be time for everybody. So let's do a little triage here. So I'm going to request that first in line will be anyone who has never done this before, who has never been in the hot seat previously. So if you're wanting a healing and you've never, ever on one of these individual group healing calls been in the hot seat, Now is the time for you to unmute and receive the healing. So we'll leave a moment for any such person to volunteer. Angela, hi.
Hi.
So you've never been on the IT before?
No.
All
Okay.
right, welcome. What we want everyone in the hot seat to do is to just tell us very concisely and simply, what do you want to be different at the end of this healing if it can be accomplished?
Well, this is a tough decision because at first I thought maybe I needed my heart chakra. I've had a lot of trauma in my life, I think from the day I was born. I wanted to cram it all in at once and get it over with.
All right.
But I also have trouble with my throat chakra, speaking my truth, growing up because of situation.
All right.
So,
Well, we can do both at the same time.
oh, that would be wonderful.
So, is that what you'd like, healing on both those?
Yes, please.
All right. So, again, we'll get that to the greatest extent that serves highest good. We can't guarantee that 100% of it all will be healed by the end of your round, but the allies will do what they can. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. So, Angela, your job, I'm going to first have you do the healing invocation. Okay. So, repeat after me, speaking to your higher self, maximum healing.
Maximum healing.
That serves highest good, please.
This serves highest good, please.
Okay, now the rest of us get in, and this is for everyone live or on the recording. We're all equally present energetically. So, everyone else, you're going to become hollow reeds. We're going to do the hollow reed invocation for Angela. So, y'all, repeat after me now, out loud if you can, silently if you must. Angela, just remain silent. Everyone else, say, Spirit that I am. Please flow the energy through me for Angela's highest good. May she receive the maximum healing that serves highest good for heart chakra and throat chakra healing. This or something better. Highest could be done. Okay, everyone who's not Angela, now relax, and you're going to just allow your higher self and these allies to flow energy in the top of your head and out the front of your body over to Angela. And again, this works just as well if you're on the recording. Okay, so everyone, please, again, please do only this. Give us your full attention, please. So relax, let the energy come through. Yeah, it's starting up. And I'll sort of narrate what I perceive to be happening. Angela, you just remain 100% passive. Are you starting to feel some of that energy coming in?
Well, I felt it earlier.
Good. All right. So your job is to passively feel and receive. Do not do anything to help. No one in the hot seat does anything but passively receive. So you just chill and feel what's happening there. Wow, already you got some stuff flushing out your arms, right? You feel.
I had a little bit of everything going on.
Okay,
I
good.
felt a lot of emotional.
Okay, well, we're not done. So this may last 10 or 15 minutes, okay?
Okay.
So you just relax and just feel. And you just stay focused on feeling. There may be thoughts or images that come into play. That's fine. Let them swirl in the background. But please keep your attention the best you can on the feeling. That will give you the best healing, okay? Everyone else, just relax. Let the energy flow through you. We got a nice, strong field. Well done, everybody. And very critical that everyone else also be passive. Don't visualize. Don't point your hands. Don't deliberately send energy with effort or willpower. Everyone, including Angela, needs to be completely passive. All this work is being done by your higher self and our divine allies. So please, no human effort. Just be the hollow reed through which the energy flows. We've tried it both ways. It works better this way. So, Angela, and anyone else, if anyone feels at any point that their body wants to shake or vibrate or tremble, just allow that. If anyone needs to cry or make sound, that's fine. Everyone but Angela is muted, so we can't hear what you're doing. If anyone feels like their body needs to move or shake or feet stomped or arms flailed or whatever, that's all fine. What often happens is that some of the healing being done by the hot seat person is delegated out to others. So some of y'all may feel energy moving through you for healing. And if so, the allies are doing that because you're capable of that, and just passively allow it. So the basic idea here is be passive, let the allies do the work, and whatever happens, let it happen. So my sense, there's a lot of shake-up energy. Are you, Angela, noticing there's the energy in your body is kind of in a shake-up phase, loosening up the stuff in there?
Yeah, I feel kind of weird.
Good. That's normal. So you just let, they're kind of loosening things up, so just let them do their thing. It's like a two-cycle process. First, there's the stir it up, then there's the flush it out or transmute it, and then they go back to stirring up again, and they just repeat those two steps over and over until they're done with the round. And we don't know how long the round's going to go, but we'll feel it when they're done.
I actually feel kind of nauseated.
It's okay. Just feel what you feel. And wherever the strongest discomfort is, put your attention there. Okay? The rule is you have to feel it to heal it. And obviously, if you got heavy stuff, it's not going to be comfortable as it flushes up. So just let it. Okay, there it goes flushing. Angela, do you notice now there's stuff draining out your hands and feet?
It definitely feels lighter.
Good.
In those areas.
Yeah, they're draining. So just let the heavy energy flush out. The two keywords are passive and patient. Just be passive. That lets them do the work. If they see you trying to do it yourself, they have to stop what they're doing, and you won't get nearly as much benefit. And that goes for everybody. So it's passive and then patient. They're always working as fast as they can, and you can't rush them. They're already at top speed, so just know that and relax and allow the process to run. Yeah, now they're stirring up again. Feel how they're kind of stirring another layer up from your body there, Angela?
Yes, I do.
Just let them do it. Again, no overwhelm will ever happen. The allies are too smart for that. They're going to bring up as much as you can do and then flush it out. And they'd rather do a bunch of layers and rounds than overdo it once. So you can complete. There's no need to titrate or limit with your mind. Just feel everything 100%. And the allies will make sure that you never get more than you can do. And now the allies are spreading the healing benefit to everybody. So others may be noticing that they're getting the stir up and flush out as well. And it's going to be a mixture. Some of what everyone is going to be doing here is their own stuff to be healed. Some of it will be for others. And the allies are saying, as appropriate, they're going to expand beyond our circle. And those who are capable will be processing heavy energy for others who are not in Awakening Plus. So a little bit of New Earth support team kind of vibe happening too. So each according to their capabilities, no one's going to get overwhelmed. No one's going to be brought to do anything they can't do. It's all individually customized for each person all the time. And the allies are taking care of everything. We just relax and let it happen. Yeah, that's a pretty big shake up there for you, Angela. Just let that, you know, stir up. And flush. Is it getting a little warm there, Angela?
Well, so.
Okay.
I don't feel real warm.
Okay. I'm noticing there's some holy fire happening, and sometimes people perceive that as heat.
And my hands do feel a little warm now.
Okay. All right, just let it be what it is. And stay passive and the energy will keep moving. Yep, there's a good flush happening there. Yeah, they're kind of focusing in on the throat chakra now, aren't they?
I could feel pressure, yes.
Yeah, so just let them do their thing. Actually, they're suggesting, Angela, that I think you're conscious enough, you can just sort of relax into full body awareness and let them place attention where it is needed. The way healing invocation works is the human has to be holding attention where the healing needs to happen. That's their role. But they're saying that they believe that they can place your attention on your behalf while you just relax and let them do that. Does that make sense, Angela?
Yeah.
All right, so you just relax and let attention go where it automatically wants to. And I believe this will work, where they can just hold your attention on your behalf. And like I said, let your body shake or vibrate. If you need to cry, make sound, move around, that's all fine. I like to say, don't be a drama queen for the hell of it, but let your body do its thing. And that feels like some good drainage out the limbs, mostly out the hands. Angela, is there some nice energy around the edges now?
Yeah.
So that's the whole great onion to consciousness thing happening. They're partway through healing this layer.
Definitely feels lighter.
Yeah. And as that layer peels off, cracks open, the light's brighter, and there's going to be an upshift of consciousness, a deepening of awakening as a natural byproduct of the healing round.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm.
There you go. Do you feel more like energy than flesh now?
I feel definitely lighter.
Good. So just let that lightness be there. It may even get more light. If they're slowing down, we may be nearing the end of the round. We'll see.
Got lightheaded.
Yep. That's because your head's full of light, dear.
So I'm not a, what do they call it, a ditzy blonde? No offense.
Has nothing to do with it. A lot of people feel that kind of dizziness because they're not accustomed to that much higher vibration energy being in their head. So just relax into it. They're watching you. They're not going to give you too much ecstasy either. They're going to make sure no overwhelm of any kind. So you can just fully open to it. The more you just feel it and relax into it the best you can, the more manageable it becomes.
It's wonderful.
Yeah. So they're nearly done with this round. They're still draining some stuff out. So just give them a moment. Good. So how do your heart chakra and throat chakra feel now compared to when we started?
Much better.
Good.
My whole body feels better.
Good. All right. Well done.
Yeah.
All right. Amazing. Good. So if you need a little integration time, this goes for anyone who goes into the hot seat. If you need a little time to just focus on yourself and integrate afterwards, that's fine. But if you feel like you're ready to step up and support others, you can do that too. Okay. But make sure you're buttoned up before you start flowing to others. Okay. Does that feel like that round's complete, Angela?
Yes, it does.
Okay. Well done. Thanks for being our first volunteer.
Thank you. Thank everyone.
All right. All right, and once again, I'm going to request that the next volunteer be someone who's never been in the hot seat before, ever. So if that is you and you want a healing, then you're next. First to unmute who meets that qualification will be next. And if no one does that, then we'll broaden it to include others. But we're going to give a moment longer. Anyone who's never been in the hot seat and would like a healing. Unmute now. All right, there is no one who meets that criterion. So next I will ask for people who have not recently been in the hot seat, say you haven't been in the hot seat the last three rounds. So anyone who has not been in the hot seat the last three rounds and would like a healing, please unmute now if you'd like to be in the hot seat. So there is apparently no such person. So now it's open season, next in line. Anybody? What a polite crew we have. No one's jumping in. So literally it's anyone who wants us healing. Okay, that Marilyn, hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Hi. I'm doing much better.
Good. All right, so Marilyn, can you tell us very succinctly what would you like to be different by the end of this healing round?
By the end of this healing round, I would just like to feel peaceful, really peaceful.
Okay. All right. We can do that. All right. So we're going to go for maximum peacefulness for Marilyn. So, and the others are saying, we're going to just do this for everybody. So it'll be everyone's, it's going to be on this one. It's like everybody's in the hot seat. And Marilyn will still get her full measure, okay? So Marilyn, would you please now say maximum peacefulness?
Maximum peacefulness.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
Good. Now you just relax and be passive. And it's unusual, but the allergy wanting everyone to say that. So everyone else say maximum peacefulness. That serves highest good, please. Now, everybody just relax. Okay, so this is, again, unusual, but they're doing the whole everybody heal everybody thing. So what's happening here is we all just relax and passively let the thing run. Every one of us is sending peacefulness to everyone else on the call. And at the same time, everyone is simultaneously receiving peacefulness from everybody else on the call. It's like a big old everybody's doing everybody kind of thing. So everyone just relax. And we'll just let the peacefulness permeate all of us. And Marilyn, you're going to get just as much peacefulness as if everyone was focusing only on you. They always got plenty of peacefulness to go around. If any of you are using effort, then I invite you instead to relax and be completely passive. Just to be explicit, please do not use effort or willpower. Do not deliberately visualize or imagine. Don't physically move your hands. Just be passive and let the allies do it for us. They can do it way better than any human initiative can accomplish. So relax and let the peacefulness spread around. Starting to feel pretty good. Excuse me. And they're coming close to peak. I think this is going to be a much quicker round than usual because just bringing in peacefulness is a lot easier usually than doing a specific healing. Here we go. There, Marilyn, does it feel like that peacefulness has stabilized there?
A little bit.
Good. So just relax and feel that. And now they're putting the peaceful energy into our physical bodies. Some may have been experiencing a little bit more like an out-of-body peacefulness, but now it's all coming into the body. So a lot of us are now feeling our light bodies real strong, but in the physical body. That feels pretty stable. So how's that peacefulness level now, Marilyn?
It's really good now.
Okay, does that feel complete?
Yes.
All right, well done. So everybody got a nice, juicy peacefulness round. So thank you very much, Marilyn.
You're welcome.
So looks like Fran's next. Hi, Fran.
Hello.
Hi.
Can you hear me? Okay.
What would you like to be different by the end of your round?
Shrink uterine fibroids and ovarian cysts. Eliminate ovarian cysts. Shrink uterine fibroids. Eliminate ovarian cysts.
All right. So obviously not everyone is going to need that. It's not as universal as peacefulness, but we'll go for that. Okay, are you ready?
I am ready.
All right, so this is, we're going to be real explicit on the invocation because it's going to be hard for you to feel that consciously. So we're going to be explicit on the invocation. So just say the following. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Allies.
Allies.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Maximum healing that serves highest good, please.
Please shrink the uterine fibroids in my body.
Please shrink the uterine fibroids in my body.
And eliminate the ovarian cysts.
And eliminate the ovarian cysts.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
Is there something better?
Is there something better?
Right now you just relax and receive. Everyone else, repeat after me, spirit that I am. Please flow the energy through me to Fran to shrink the uterine fibroids in her body and eliminate the ovarian cysts to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. Now everybody relax into passivity. If you're a friend, just relax and receive the healing. If everyone else, just relax and let the energy flow through you on its own. You feeling that energy, Fran?
I am. I'm feeling emotional too.
Yeah. So, you know, there's obviously some emotional content to the stuff. You are welcome to cry, make sound, shake, vibrate, move your body, whatever needs to happen to release, just let it rip. Okay. No shame here. Just let happen what needs to happen. And what they're suggesting for you, Fran, is just full body awareness, using minimum effort that accomplishes that. And they will place your awareness where it's needed at the various times, okay?
Okay.
Just let your attention be automatically placed where it's needed. And once again, they're giving healing to everybody according to what they need. They already know what your greatest need is, so there's no need for anyone other than Fran to specify. Just let the energy move within you. And some of us are being given some of Fran's heavy energy to process. Again, only if we're ready, willing, and able. Yeah, Fran, it's getting kind of intense there, isn't it?
Yeah.
They just roll into it. They promise, as always, not to overwhelm. Just please allow the energy to do its magic, okay? Yeah, I'm getting that this physical condition is definitely related to some emotional trauma. So they're going to have to clear that emotional level to accomplish the physical healing too. So just feel it all. Again, no danger of overwhelm. Just feel what you feel. There's a new frequency. Just let that be there. Fran, is that energy level still manageable?
Yes.
You're doing great. Stay with it. I feel like you're really open and allowing the energy to do its healing. So just keep doing what you're doing.
I have a big lump in my throat right now.
Okay. As long as it's not a tumor, we're fine. Feel like they're shaking some things up and letting them drag. Everyone just stay completely passive. The energy is running really well. That feel like a pretty good flush right there, Fran?
Yeah, the emotional intensity went down. Good. And I'm feeling warmth in that area.
Good. You're doing beautifully. You're beautifully passive. Just let them keep working. And now they're once again spreading the healing to everybody. So everyone can not only be a conduit for Fran's highest good, but receive healing for themselves, all with no effort. The allies can easily do all that at the same time. And as I said, when I speak to the people not in the hot seat, I'm speaking just as much to folks on the recording as to people on the live call. Yeah, they're stirring, flushing out another round. They just stirred up. Whoa, that's intense. Or rather, it's really a high vibration. Everyone just relax into this really sweet celestial energy here. Fran, is it now more bliss than challenge?
Yes, definitely.
You're just good onion peeling there. You're getting the reward. Yeah, I think they're here to want your round up. So let's just give them time to bring it to conclusion.
Feels like I have a warm heating pad down there.
Yeah, that's a good flush right there. Just let that move through. Yeah, do you feel the strength of that flush there, Fran?
Yeah.
Let him take it out. I think that might be the end of the round. How do you feel?
Much better. It was intense, but
yeah.
I mean, I could really feel the warmth and things happening.
All right. Excellent.
Yeah. Well, thank you. I didn't expect all the waterworks there.
Whatever it takes.
My nose is running.
Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.
Yeah. All right. Who's next? Unmute yourself and we'll get you in the hot seat next. All right. The politeness interval has passed. Unmute if you want to get in that hot seat. Well, it's a nice thing that most of these people showed up just to support everyone else and not to get healing for themselves. We got a really high class group here. However, we need somebody in the hot seat. So, hey, Janet.
Hi.
All right, Janet. So, what would you like to be different by the time your round is over?
Open my heart chakra more, let down the walls.
Right. And
sacral chakra as well.
All right. So we can do both those. So open and cleanse both chakras. Is that the idea?
Yes.
All right. All right. We'll do that. Okay. So Janet, repeat after me to your higher self, maximum healing.
Maximum healing.
That serves highest good, please.
That serves highest good, please.
May my heart and sacral chakras.
May my heart and sacral chakras.
Be cleansed and opened.
Be cleansed and opened.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
To the greatest extent that serves highest good.
This or something better.
This or something better.
All right, you relax and be passive. Everybody else, please repeat after me, spirit that I am. Please flow the energy through me. For Janet's highest good. May her heart and sacral chakras be cleansed and opened to the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. All right, Janet, you, everyone, just be passive. Let the allies do it. Janet, you just relax and receive. Everyone else, relax and let the healing energy flow through you. Janet, you feeling that?
Yeah.
All right, you just relax and receive. Again, open to it fully. The allies promise they're not going to give you more than you can do. But the more you just feel the energy and let it do its thing, the more potent the healing you're going to receive, okay? It might be intense. It's absolutely not going to be too much. They don't do that. So everyone just relax. And yet another reminder, you're just as participatory if you're on the recording. So if you're hearing my voice, play along. And Janet, since you're getting healing in multiple places, just kind of relax into general full body awareness. And the allies will place your attention where it's needed at the right times, okay?
Thank you.
All right. And as I said before, everybody, let your body shake or vibrate or tremble. Everyone's welcome to cry or make sound. If your body wants to move in a certain way, let it. Just let the intelligence of the body help to move the energy. Once again, the allies are giving everybody healing. So everyone's going to receive whatever healing they most need. And Janet's still going to get the full power of her experience. Are you getting some strong light body awareness there, Janet?
Yeah.
Yeah, so just relax into whatever you're feeling. including that. Feels like they're getting after that sacral chakra now. You feel that?
Yeah.
Yeah, just let them do their thing. Yet none of us has to have any knowledge of exactly what's happening. We just need to be willing to feel whatever we feel. Is your energy body lighting up pretty good there?
Yeah, it is. Thank you.
Good, yeah. Lovely byproduct of the onion peeling. Just feel whatever you feel, whether it's challenging or pleasant. Release preference and just feel whatever's there. Be willing to feel that emotionality as well.
Yes.
Yeah, so that's getting stirred up in the heart chakra pretty good, right?
Yeah.
And some in the solar plexus.
Some.
Yeah, just be with it. Just feel it completely, 100%. As always, they're only going to bring up as much as you can deal with. Yeah, just feel it completely. There you go. Good. So relax the best you can. I think you're feeling your energy body a little bit different than you ever have before. Is that correct?
Yes, that's true.
Just relax. It's unfamiliar, but the nature of breaking through to a new level is that it's going to be unfamiliar at first. So just relax into the new experience and just stay as passive as you can. It very often happens that a new level of awakening is required to accomplish the healing that you want. So you have to allow the higher awakening to occur to facilitate the healing sometimes. Am I correct? You're having a pretty vivid experience of your light body right now?
Yes.
So just relax. Let that be part of your experience too. Not attached to it, but just letting it be in the mix. But they do want you to take just a moment and really give that light body your full attention just for a moment. And just feel, this is me. This is the energetic me, conscious as energy. And now just relax back into full awareness of that plus your physical stuff, okay?
Okay.
It looks like they're easing you back into your physical body. Just let it all come together now, spontaneously and naturally. Good. See how they're bringing that high vibration to your physical body?
Yeah.
Yeah, just let them nestle that in. Everyone's getting a little boost right here. Okay. Janet, does that feel complete?
Yes, thank you so much.
How do your heart and sacral chakras feel?
Much better. Thank you.
All right. Well done. Okay, who's next? Unmute and step into the hot seat. Vivian, hi.
Hi there. Let's see if I can give you some video too.
Sure. There you are.
Hello there.
See your smiling face.
What I want to ask for is maximum clarity about my own loving intent for my work.
For the unloving intent for your work?
Yeah. Next Monday I have the last wrap-up session of working with 13 students and myself in learning group counseling. Mm-hmm. I've had a challenging group of 7 nationalities and all different ages and lots of trauma.
Okay.
And they've come through, so they will be fine. But they're part of a cohort of 51, mm-hmm. and there've been a lot of staff troubles and changes. And I will have a meeting, the first staff meeting of the year, unbelievably. Mm-hmm. And I know I have a bit of a role of an elder to try and support that whole department. And there is the possibility of having two people, staff having abruptly left, that I may be further invited to do this or that.
Okay.
I'm not quite clear about whether I should or want to do that. I adore the students. I adore the work. Mm-hmm. On the other hand, my beloved friend is pretty cross with me about being involved with the university at all, mm-hmm. because from his point of view, it's interfering with my writing and my work to do with him. Okay. And I am not certain about whether I can handle both roles, because it'd be great to have some income from the uni while I'm in a kind of a writing phase. So I am writing, but perhaps not to the extent that I could otherwise do. So I need some clarity, peacefulness, and the capacity to be the kind of elder and teacher that I am.
So I'm going to see if I can. I love the simplest possible phrasing that works.
Yes, you go for it.
So maximum vocational clarity. Would that kind of nail it?
I want the divine support. It's that clarity should that I need to feel like that it's not just my will and my clarity, but that it's totally in service.
So maximum divine vocational clarity. How about that?
Yes, that's better. Thank you. Just needs to be named.
All right. Thank you. That's a good catch. Okay. All right. So maximum divine vocational clarity.
Thank you.
All right. So Vivian, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am.
Spirit that I am.
Divine allies.
And divine allies.
Please grant me.
Please grant me.
The maximum divine vocational clarity.
Maximum divine vocational clarity.
That serves highest good.
That serves highest good.
Is there something better?
This is something better.
And you relax and be passive. Everyone else, please repeat after me. Spirit that I am. Divine allies. Please flow the energy through me to support Vivian's maximum divine vocational clarity. To the greatest extent that serves highest good. This or something better. Everybody go passive. And the allies are saying they're going to actually give everyone maximum divine vocational clarity if they're open to it. So
yeah, of course, absolutely.
Anyone who, you may notice little snippets popping in of guidance.
That's exciting.
All right, so everyone relax and let it flow. Whoa, that's a lot of energy. Zing!
Don't mind me, that's quite ecstatic.
Well, they know how much capacity you have. Right, they just hit a peak. So Vivian, they're inviting you to an expanded level of consciousness. The clarity is going to be nonverbal.
Okay.
So just, do you feel how they're wanting to expand you bigger?
Yeah, sure.
Just let the expansion happen. There you go. And just be. They're saying this is the part of you that always knows the best course of action. So they just want you to marinate in that for a bit. They're saying you already know the answer.
Thanks.
The human part of you is not wanting to hear it. So rest in this part that knows. They're saying it's more important to follow your inner guidance than to worry about disappointing anyone else. Continue resting in that consciousness. And now they're bringing this into your physical body where your ego can access it. And others may also be getting clarity on vocation or any other burning questions they may have. Just allow all that to soak into your physical body. Vivian, does that feel complete?
No, there's something between my heart and my lower chakras that channel needs to still open.
Okay, we'll give it a little time.
Deepen this physicality of it.
All right, so just gently rest attention right there where the opening needs to happen. That's sticky, isn't it? Are you really willing to hear the answer, Vivian?
Oh yeah, absolutely.
Okay, then open to it right now. Whoa, what a difference. How's that feel now?
What I got was let go, teach. Let go, teach. You can't avoid being a teacher.
All right. Sounds like you got the answer. Hold on.
Something like, we're not going to tell you the answer, but wait, but you know, like you. It's like you can't avoid doing what you're supposed to be doing. So
right. They're showing me you can do both. You can do the teaching and the writing if you'll just make time.
Yeah.
Especially if when you write, you just invoke inspiration and say something like, as I sit down to write now, please flow the information through me that will serve highest good. And you consciously prime the pump that way and then just kind of take it down. That'll be good.
Yeah, that's helpful. Yeah, thank you. Yeah, so I like I prepare to teach in that way. I should approach writing not as something out of my ego, but as something that needs
right.
to come
into and just as a technical point, when you write, do you dictate or do you handwrite or type or how do you do it?
At the moment, I'm just reviewing what I've already written, so it's a bit of kind of editing, visual editing stuff, yeah.
So is it a matter of just editing what's already there? Is that what you're doing now?
Mostly, and adjusting like how that's kind of fitting together,
okay. All right.
The imagery and stuff like that, and then doing the image work again so that I'm afresh with it so that I can...
Good.
Yeah, so...
Very good. Okay, excellent. What I often recommend on first draft is to use something like Google Docs, the voice typing feature, where you can literally just speak it and it comes up on the screen on any web-connected device. And that can be a massive time saver for a lot of people. So that can be super handy. Okay, do you feel complete with your part, Vivian?
Yes, I do. That's lovely. Thank you very much. Like, take it with a bit of humor is also like part of the story.
Humor is always good.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you so much, everyone. I'm Benjamin.
Our pleasure. All right. We probably got time for one more. So who wants to be our possibly last person here? Unmute yourself and step into the hot seat. And if no one volunteers, then we'll do a sort of a entire group process. But I want to leave a moment longer in case anyone would like an individually focused healing for the last round. Five, four, three, two, one. Zero. Okay, we have a group process. Okay, Vivian, you're muted, so you'll need to unmute if you want to speak. Okay, hi.
Not sure of the structure of the session, but I have the feeling that before we do a group process, which will be an amazing place to end, there's just one little piece of feedback that I'd like to give about somebody's process. Is this a moment okay. That I can...
Yeah, have? Jump it in. Go ahead.
So it was Fran, was it, who was doing the uterine healing?
Yes.
Yes. Fran, I had a really intense process with that. And I won't go into all the story, but I did get the feeling that if anything emotional comes up that's really cathartic, that you kind of want to spit out or get rid of, that rinsing your mouth with salt water will be very helpful. It's just something that's like a ritual thing, and you can spit that salt water out again too. That's what I had come through.
Cool. Fran, did you want to say something?
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. I appreciate it.
Yeah. And beautiful sounding, really beautiful sounding happening all around.
Yeah. Nice. Thank you. Okay. What I'm being guided is just, we're going to do a highest good round. And highest good will include anything that, it could be healing, could be a blissful awakening. Just everyone's going to get exactly what they need here. And then we'll spread it out to the collective. So everyone will do this together. So just take a moment and feel your current state physically and energetically. And as a reminder, yet again, this is you if you're on the recording too. Join us. And the invocation is going to be highest good be done. Don't do it yet, but this will then activate a process similar to one of our earlier ones where each of us is going to be flowing energy to all the rest. And at the same time, you're going to be receiving energy from everyone else. Everyone's going to be a conduit for receiving and giving all at the same time. The allies will do it for us, and they can do this real easily. So we just have to say the words and relax. So everyone, please repeat after me. Highest good be done. And relax and let the energy move on its own. I'm sensing a little bit of wanting to control or give effort. Just relax that, please, and be completely passive. Let the energy move itself. That's better. Thank you. Same as before, let your body shake or vibrate or tremble, let yourself cry or make sound. If your body wants to move, let it move. Just let it rip. There's a lot of healing energy in the field, a lot of heat. So some of you will be feeling that. Yeah, the field looks kind of like a complex atom with lots of electrons whizzing around the atomic shell. Okay, now they all are going to spread this to the entire planet. So the inner atom is still present with all of us flowing energy to each other, but now they're going to spread this good medicine out to the entire planet, to all who will be served by this energy. So both processes running at the same time. Our group process is still in play, and it's now part of the larger global process. So what we're doing is literally blessing every being on the planet. Seems like a lot, but not for the allies. They can do it. We humans just stay passive and let the energy run itself. Nice. So there's our atom nicely harmonized with the larger Earth energy field, serving the great global awakening. Wow, it feels really still, actually. So everything is still moving, but it feels so quiet. Oh, we're going a layer deeper. And now they're expanding it out to the universe. So triple layer, the awakening plus core. Beyond that, the Earth layer, and then the layer for the whole universe. And the beautiful divine allies do this without even breaking a sweat. For them, it's effortless. Please remain completely passive. Let the energy run itself. You sense that they're trying to expand you beyond your former field, please let them do it. It will be safe. It will not be too much. And there's even a layer going beyond the universe. I won't even try to describe what that is, but just let it be even bigger, more multidimensional. There we go. Good. Yeah, it's quite an exquisite field we're in. Everyone's doing great. Just stay passive. Let it keep running. You're still holding that massively expanded field. Just stay relaxed into that. Okay, they'd like everyone now to go to complete zero effort. They've got you. Complete zero effort. Let the energy hold you. And now they're going to bring it back into the physical body. Give them time to integrate this the best they can. Notice how luminous your physical body feels. And that's touchdown. Just take a moment to feel how your body feels. Notice what additional energetic awareness you have or how different you feel. This is a new baseline from which you're going to establish a new normal to be even more awakened in your daily life until it gets even better, since it always gets better than this. Okay, I think that's touchdown right there. Take a moment to see how you feel. Just note if you're a little more awakened than before. And know that this can establish your next baseline until it gets even better. All right, allies, anything further for the highest good before we close? Okay, so we're going to close the container, then we'll have some feedback of what people experienced, if they want to share that. Pachamama Mamakiya Wirakocha Inti Kuichi Thank you, allies, for this beautiful experience. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Those of you still working with anyone who's been part of this call, live or on the recording, allies, please stay with them for as long as it serves their highest good. Thank you. Allies, where would it serve highest good to go? What would it serve highest good to do? What would it serve highest good to communicate, and to whom? That's the formal closing of the process. If you need to go, you can go. If you want to hang around and share insights or ask questions, that would be awesome. So the floor is open for anyone who has a question or comment. Just jump right in.
I have something to say.
Go ahead, Stephanie.
That was, you know, I'm almost afraid to even ask for a personal healing, because all the other healings are so good. Mm-hmm. I can't believe how relevant they are to me. It's almost it's synchronistic. I'm sorry Fran is suffering right now, but that was amazing. Mm. That's something I would never thought I'd ask for. I felt so much, felt so much release in my lower chakras. Mm. And I kind of have a little problem in my left hip with the tendon, and that was, I almost fell asleep. I didn't want that one to end.
Uh-huh. Well, you can, that's back, it. You can go back to the archive and replay that one as much as you want. It doesn't have to end. Thanks for the feedback, Stephanie. All right. Any other questions or comments? Fran typed, "This has been incredible. Thank you so much, Benjamin, Vivian, and everyone." You're welcome, Fran. Anyone else with a question or comment? We'll leave just a moment longer for anyone who wants to go to the end. Fran says, "I feel grateful it was helpful to others too." Awesome. Thank you for that lovely thought, Fran.
I have a question. What was that invocation we did at the very end, the last one? What did you say?
We just did the highest could be done.
Highest could be, I just want to write it down.
Yeah, that's okay. Like the all-purpose invocation.
Okay, thank you.
Janet has typed, "Thank you to Spirit, allies, and everyone who helped. Much gratitude." Thank you for that, Janet. Anybody else? Oh, Brian typed, "The last round was truly magical. It's a blessing to merge with you all and for being a part of this." Thank you, Benjamin. You're welcome, Brian. Always grateful when you show up. Anybody else with a question or comment? Angela typed, "I feel so light and peaceful. Amazing healing." Thank you, everyone. Oh, the allies, let me know a while back. This is a best of event, so that'll be on the best of page. Anybody else? If not, we'll wrap it up. Oh, Vivian, hi.
Thank you very much. It was absolutely lovely, everybody. Thanks, Benjamin.
Thank you, Vivian. And as always, I want to be expressing gratitude to the experienced folks. Vivian's one of them, who are experienced space holders, whose presence makes such a difference on these calls. And I'm equally grateful to the newer folks who are showing up and kind of learning how it works. So it's a lovely to have such a beautiful mixture of you know, old timers who know how to work the energy real well, and others who are just kind of getting the hang of it. It's a lovely mixture. And I don't remember if I shared this with Angela. She says, I feel so light and peaceful, amazing healing. Thank you, everyone. So if I read that twice, my apologies. Last call for feedback before we close it up. Ooh, nice little energy buzz here at the end. I guess that's our exit cue. All right. Thank you all so much, everybody. So grateful you were all here. And this will be in the archive tomorrow, so you can catch it at will. So big gratitude to everybody, and many blessings to you all. Good night, and as always, thanks for being in the membership. Bye-bye.